Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Upside Down, Cooking Layer Bake Uflip by Dominic Franks is a modern, home-cook-friendly cookbook built around a simple, playful technique. Assemble a dish in reverse by layering ingredients in a single tray or pan. Bake it, then flip it to serve. The approach is designed to deliver big visual impact and strong flavors while keeping effort and washing up to a minimum. Drawing on Frank's background as a food writer and the popularity of his Cooking Upside Down social media series, the book presents this method as an adaptable framework rather than a strict set of rules. Across 85 recipes, it applies the concept to savory mains as well as snacks, sides, party food, and desserts, often using pastry as a top layer that bakes into a crisp base after flipping. Alongside the upside down format, the book also includes a section of right-side-up one-tray dishes that follow similar principles of thoughtful layering and balance, but without the final flip. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the core method build in reverse, then layer, bake, and flip. The defining idea of upside-down cooking is procedural. Instead of constructing a dish the usual way, you start with what you want people to see first when it is served. That bottom layer in the tray becomes the top of the finished dish after flipping. From there, ingredients are layered with intention, so they cook evenly and come together as a cohesive, sliceable, or spoonable result. A common pattern is to place flavorful, moisture-rich components in the tray first, then add heartier fillings, and finish with a topping such as puff pastry or another starchy layer that bakes into structure. Baking does the main work, and the flip becomes the reveal, turning an everyday tray bake into something that looks more like a composed dish. The method also addresses a practical problem familiar to pastry-topped bakes instead of a soggy base. The pastry is exposed to the oven heat in a way that encourages browning and crispness. Just as important, the technique is meant to be remixed. Once a cook understands the logic of order, moisture, and heat, they can adapt the method to their own preferred flavors and ingredients. Secondly, one-tray efficiency big results with minimal washing up. A major promise of the book is convenience without sacrificing impact. By concentrating cooking into a single tray or pan, the recipes aim to simplify both the active cooking process and the cleanup that follows. This one-vessel approach also helps home cooks manage timing because many components cook together in the oven rather than requiring multiple burners and separate pots. The upside-down format reinforces this practicality when ingredients are layered thoughtfully. The tray becomes both cooking surface and shaping tool, allowing the final dish to hold together when turned out. That makes the method useful for weeknight dinners, casual entertaining, and situations where kitchen space is limited. The book positions this efficiency as more than a shortcut. It is a creative constraint that encourages smarter assembly and stronger flavor building, since the dish depends on how ingredients interact as they bake. The theatrical flip also makes a low-effort meal feel special, which can be especially appealing to cooks who want to serve something impressive without spending all day cooking. Thirdly, creative twists on familiar comfort food and classic formats. Rather than presenting the upside-down technique as a novelty in isolation, the book applies it to recognizable dishes and formats, which helps readers grasp the idea quickly. The recipes include playful spins on classic one-pot and one-pan comfort foods, including items like chicken pot pie, mini puff pizzas, and tartatin-style bakes, as well as sweet tray bakes and desserts. This familiarity lowers the barrier to entry. Readers can picture the intended end result, then learn how reversing the build changes the workflow and presentation. The approach also supports variety. Savory options can lean toward hearty, crowd-pleasing flavors, while dessert and baking-style recipes use the flip to create a polished finish that looks deliberate and bakery-ready. Importantly, the emphasis is not on complicated chefy techniques, but on rethinking assembly order and using the oven to unify textures. Across different categories, the book encourages cooks to take an idea they already like and translate it into the layer, bake, flip structure, keeping the cooking accessible while still feeling inventive. Fourthly, the role of pastry and toppings' crispness, structure, and drama. Many upside-down recipes rely on a top layer that becomes the base after flipping, with puff pastry highlighted as a signature option. In this framework, pastry is more than a garnish. It is structural, helping the finished dish hold together, and textural, providing a crisp contrast to softer fillings. Because the pastry is positioned to brown well in the oven, it can avoid the disappointment of undercooked, damp bottoms that sometimes plague traditional pies and tarts. The concept extends beyond pastry as a general principle of toppings that seal in moisture, concentrate flavors, and create a clean edge for turning out and serving. That interplay between a caramelized or roasted top layer and a sturdy base is what makes the flip satisfying. When executed well, the flip dish shows distinct layers and a glossy, roasted, or golden finish on top. This is where the method delivers its most immediate payoff. It transforms familiar ingredients into a centerpiece that looks planned and celebratory. even when it was assembled quickly in a single tray. Lastly, Right Side Up Companion's Layering Principles Without the Flip. The book does not treat flipping as the only path to one tray success. It also includes a chapter of right side up dishes that keep the same underlying logic, build flavor and texture through deliberate layering, balance colors and ingredients, and let the oven do the work. This companion section matters because it frames upside down cooking as part of a broader one pan mindset rather than a gimmick. Some dishes are simply better served as they are baked, especially when crisp top textures, roasts, or brown surfaces are the goal. By keeping the emphasis on how components are arranged and how they will cook in a shared environment, these recipes reinforce the transferable skills behind the headline technique. For readers, this expands the book's usefulness. It offers a practical toolkit for planning tray-based meals, whether the occasion calls for the drama of a flip or the simplicity of a straightforward bake. The presence of both approaches also supports experimentation, helping cooks become more confident in adjusting order, choosing toppings, and composing a tray for the outcome they want. In conclusion, Upside Down Cooking Layer Bake, Flip, is best suited to home cooks who want meals that feel a bit showy without requiring advanced skills, specialized equipment, or a sink full of dishes. If you enjoy one-pan dinners, tray bakes, or pastry-top comfort food, Dominic Frank's method offers a fresh way to rethink those favorites by changing the order of assembly and using the flip as a finishing move. The practical benefit is clear. The book is built around efficiency, with oven-driven cooking and a single tray doing most of the work. But the bigger payoff is confidence. By teaching a repeatable pattern rather than only isolated recipes, it encourages readers to remix classics and build their own combinations using the same logic of layering and texture. In a crowded cookbook category where one pan often means simply putting everything together and hoping for the best, this book stands out by giving the process a clear structure and a memorable outcome. The reverse build and reveal also make it appealing for entertaining, party food, and desserts, where presentation matters as much as flavor. For cooks seeking maximum impact with minimal fuss, it offers a distinctive and adaptable approach. If you would like to support Dominic Franks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.